talking about Thai boxing with Prince Amir, three times world champion Thai boxer. He has his own club here in Dubai, the Champion Club, and you can check that out online, thechampionclub.com. Thank you so much for your SMS. Thank you, Hadi. Suzanne, you made me addicted to radio with all these interesting subjects. That's lovely to hear. Thank you. And also from Reza, Viva Prince Amir, you are teaching me a lot. Thanks for a great show. Thank you. Listen, we love to hear from you here at Dubai Eye, what you want to hear on the station, what you want to hear on Dubai Today. If you want to take part in a short survey, you can go online to our website, DubaiEye1038.com, and just click on the red button, Talk to Dubai, up there in the toolbar, and it doesn't take long, a few moments to fill out the survey, and then it may be that you'll be asked to be part of a focus group for Dubai Today, and really giving your feedback, what you want to hear on the topics you want to hear, the format of the show. So this is your opportunity there in Dubai to really be part of this station and shape the future of it. So we'd love to hear from you. Go to DubaiEye1038.com and click on the Talk to Dubai red button and get involved. Now, Prince Amir, listening to you there, just fascinating, your journey, your experience, your career as a professional Thai boxer. Now, is it right that the Muay Thai, the Thai boxing, is it the most dangerous form of boxing?
I wouldn't call it dangerous, no. Basically, a lot of people, I don't want to say like that, so I don't want to bring up one sport and bring the other one down. I'm a boxer, as I'm a Thai boxer, I've got passion for all of it. But you get more damage in boxing and you get in Thai boxing. Because in boxing, 70 to 80%, if you look at it, even from as a point of view of the Orient, you're trying to focus to hit the head. And in Thai boxing, it's other way around. 70% is the body. You're kicking the legs, kicking the body. It's not going to get much damage, so you hasn't got much contact to the head. Mm. So it's not as dangerous what people think.
Mm.
Yeah.
The technique of Thai boxing, you mentioned before that there is that, the grabbing of the arm, the legs, there's moves to the form, to the practice. So when you're there in a competition, how is it marked? What are the rules? How does it work?
The rules is 5 by 3 minutes round. And in Thailand, they have 2 minutes rest. In European country, usually they use 1 minute rest between the rounds. In Thai boxing, you do kicks, punch, elbow, knees, and clinch until the person go on the ground. When you go on the ground, you don't continue. The referee would stop you you coming up. And the technique, basically, when you're watching this kind of game, even you don't know nothing, if you put two fights on the front of yourself and one very, very good Thai boxing fight and then one ordinary normal one, it's like you're watching a good dancer and a bad dancer. You would understand it. Mm. You would see, as a person who never see it, you would see the difference. If they put it for you, you would see the way they're moving. Everything would be passing on by the millimeter. Like when they're kicking, the way they duck the kick or duck the punch or cover the punch or kick, you would see how nicely and smooth everything happen. Mm. And the more you get high level on that, you get less injury.
Yes. So training, obviously you're going to be practicing those moves, that would be obvious, but is there anything else in the training that perhaps we wouldn't expect? Do you need to think about rhythm and pace, or does that just come naturally?
Of course. The rhythm is very important. For example, I give you one example. If somebody hit the bag and we're not even in the gym, we're outside the gym but we can hear it, we don't even look, who is that person? When they hit in a bag and making a sound of the bag, you can hear the sound. If they got a rhythm, they are a good fighter or he's not a good fighter. You can understand it straight away from the rhythm of the sound.
Mm.
It is got a sound. I usually, when I train at the class, I follow by the rhythm. Like I try to listen, get my student to learn to listen to the voice of the sound they're making. So the sand, it should have some common sense. It shouldn't just be throwing the punches without just you thinking you're doing something.
Mm, mm. Yeah. Now that suggests to me then part of it with that mental and rhythm, style, that there's almost a kind of meditation there, possibly in preparation. Is it that you need to be in tune with your breath also?
Of course. You have to control your brain. You have to control your heart rate as you're doing, if you want to get in success and become be high level on this sport. And everything you do is like a chess playing. You cannot plan and you cannot move before you see the move. You have to see the move, you do the next move. And everything you do in this sport is common sense. Every move got explanation. It's so much to talk about. If anybody have a question or anybody getting any concern about this kind of things, I'm there at the Champion Club. I would give the free consulting. They can come and sit and I would explain one by one. And whatever it doesn't make sense, I will learn from them.
It's like you said earlier, you watch it and you think it looks so easy, and you just see, you know, these people in a confrontation together within the sport, and yet there's so much more to it. It isn't just physical fitness, it is mental fitness, but there's also this kind of spiritual side to it as well.
Yes, of course. It's not only in Thai boxing or boxing. It's, I think, is any, if in any sport. Just look at the tennis. You only hit the ball. It's hitting the ball. I hit the ball. Go hit the ball and see. I want to see how you hit the ball. It's not easy. So long as you can connect your spirit with your physic together, and your brain can control both of them at the same time, and deciding on the split of second to do what you want to do, then you get good at it.
So at the Champion Club, who's there? Who's coming to your club? Who's this for? Can this be for anybody?
Oh my God, I got kids from 5 years of age, and I got the man up to 65 at the moment. I've not been achieving more than that, but 65 I have.
It's pretty good.
They come in there and they all mix in together. Beside kids and teenager, which is a separate class, the adult class, they all mixing up together, and they all enjoying this, socializing with each other, and we really have fun there. It's more than doing the sport. It's a family group of things we do over there.
And can girls do this? Would you recommend it, or is it?
Yes, of course. Many girls do that at my gym. Many girls.
Really?
Of course.
And is it, again, just for fitness and everything we've talked about? So it can be just as, you know, with regards to fitness for girls, for women, how does that form with their body, in the sense that if you're looking at just as for fitness, to go and do boxing for fitness, what are the advantages? Is it going to build, I'm imagining, muscle tone, certainly in the arms, or is it all over fitness?
I explain you that. Actually, it's a lot more into this, but I would tell you just very rough explanation of this. Basically, we say you're a woman and you want to get fit. You want to go to the gym and get on the treadmill every day, stay on the treadmill 35-40 minutes and running, and to lose some cardio. Lose some calorie and do some cardio.
So lose weight.
To lose weight, you know. So you now in to doing the boxing or Thai boxing, first of all, what we do is, like explaining the session, we start stretching from the toes to the neck, which is, it would take like 25 minutes before we do any boxing. So you do complete of the warm-up of the whole your system. Then we start doing all the technical stuff of boxing and Thai boxing, which is including of, you know, lifting the legs, lifting the arms, just all the different moves, which is also do cardio. Now, advantage of that is, if you spend 6 months in that kind of gym, you would get to learn something and just running on the machine or walking. After 6 months, you know how to punch, you know how to kick. Now, this is the physical part of it, a fitness part of it. And you would get in shape, you would get lean, you won't get bulk. And most of the time, lose the fat a little bit, but in some part you convert the fat into muscle. So it's not only losing, you become skinnier and skinnier, you convert in it. I got some people, they say, my clothes is getting too big for me, but on the scale I don't lose nothing, but I feel good. I say, well, that's what it is.
That's the important
converting
thing.
You get the bulk away, you're making a tiny muscle, and it would be way more. It will be equaled up. That's the achievement you would get.
Prince Amir is staying with me. We're going to find out more about the Champion Club.